If I could talk, the stories I could tell is the Bill Elder Podcast on this ninth day of February 2011. Happy birthday to David Gallagher, who is 26. Travis Tritt is 62. Joe Pesci is 68. And lovely Carole King turns 69 today. Please forgive me if I miss a day or so in some of these podcasts. I fully intend to do a full week's worth. Sometimes time does not allow, life does not allow, but eventually I'll come back, just like a bad rash. I don't really consider myself someone that lives in the past, but much like someone that, say, owns a fine automobile from the 50s or 60s or has refurbished a fine piece of furniture, I appreciate the things of the past that were well done, and that's sort of the way I feel about radio. And recently, over on Facebook, a lot of old disc jockeys like myself and people that I've worked in the business with for years have decided to start posting pictures and air checks and stories about radio, and it's just been amazing the way it's come together and the way we're sharing the things that happen that just don't happen in radio anymore. And again, I'm not complaining about radio the way it is now, but more or less saluting the people that made radio how great it was back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Now, I left the business in 2000. My last day on the air was sometime in March. It seems like I would remember that day, doesn't it? Yeah, I think it was March 15th, maybe, or March 20th, or, well, anyway. I can look it up for you if you'd like. No, it's not. No, I have no Wikipedia page. Thank you. That doesn't exist. There is a Bill Elder wiki page, but it's more for the artist of Mad Magazine and not for me, so as God intended. Most of all, radio was just fun. Now, it had its downside. You know, you didn't get paid a lot sometimes, and there was hardly any appreciation from anybody except self-gratification for doing a great show. But you just felt like you were a part of the community and the people that would call and would make requests and would talk to you, and just things that you would do to represent the radio station all made it incredibly worthwhile. Even, especially back in the 70s, the Big X was a happening place. And then, of course, I ended up at 99 Ways or FM 99 in 1982. I was 28 years old on a 100,000-watt radio station doing mornings. I had a program director tell me once that I was not a morning man, which I thought, you know, okay, that's because I was doing afternoons at the time. And this particular gentleman was doing the morning show on this radio station. He was the program director, and he said, "No, Bill, you're more of a push forward afternoon drive type. You're really not the morning man type of person." And I did 24 years of mornings. And in all fairness to him, back then my style really wasn't a morning drive kind of style. You know, you feed into what you're supposed to do. And I began doing mornings just sort of as a mistake. The program director had left. I was at WBML, and Ken Crook had gone to Saginaw, Michigan to do mornings there and to program the station. And I was doing afternoons, and so I became program director and stepped into the morning drive slot. It's kind of a sink or swim situation. But, you know, back then, this would have been 1974. And when I was at the Big X, I worked at BML for 2 years and then went over. Ben Sandifer, then, who was doing mornings at NEX, went to Augusta, and I filled in for him. I took his place doing mornings at NEX, where I worked for 6 years before going over to FM 99. And the thing about the Big X is we had no budget to do anything. No budget. I mean, a big cash giveaway was $20, and the management would practically have a heart attack over that. But the thing was, is we made the station sound fun. Even the promos for giveaways were fun.
Now, y'all hear, September has been designated as Big X Mountain Dew Month-Long Madness.
Big X Mountain Dew Month-Long Madness.
Win T-shirts and caps. And because the madness is so strong.
How strong!
We'll start the winning 1 week before September arrives. So beginning Monday at 6 a.m., you'll have a chance to get in on the Big X Mountain Dew month-long madness. And all you have to do to win is to be the appropriate numbered caller and say the winning phrase five times within a 14-second period.
Big X Mountain Dew month-long madness.
Say it and win exclusively on
WNEX. Wait a minute. Did you say T-shirts and caps? See you tomorrow.